This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The old ceremony has many of the attributes of a popular band, rock and melodies, compelling songwriting, and a broad range of sounds. But they also have something many other bands find elusive, longevity. The Chapel Hill Band has played together for a decade, and they are working on their eighth album. This Saturday, they're going to celebrate a milestone with their 10-year anniversary concert at the Haw River Ballroom, and they're going to debut some new tunes. They're going to pull some old ones out of the vault as well. The Old Ceremony, Django Haskins on vocals and guitar, Mark Simonson on the organ, Gabriel Pelly on the violin, Dan Hall on the drums, and Shane Hartman on bass. Welcome back, Old Ceremony.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Thank you.
You knew I was going to get to the rectum, didn't you, in that segment?
Well, I'm glad that was the number two segment.
No, we get to the bottom of the things, on the state of things. That's it. Out of puns?
Yeah.
Can we start this?
We're not
Can
really.
We start talking about you? 10 years. How have things changed for you, do you think, over those 10 years?
they seem a lot the same, really. We're still a bunch of guys in a room playing mm-hmm. music, and in that sense, it's great. But I think we've definitely evolved a lot over the years, and it's kind of fun to take a moment to just like look back and think about where we are now and how we got here, at least for us, probably not for anybody else.
I think about any evolution, it seems to me, is you start out and you sort of, maybe there's a panic about playing everything, we're being all things to all people.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a moment when you say, this is who we are and we...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think probably it happened, I don't know, really probably 6 years ago or something like that, where when we started out, we had such a focused and at the same time broad kind of idea of like, we're going to do all these kind of theatrical, like, you know, expansive orchestral type things. And then, you know, we realized, hey, we should just take it song by song and see what works, and we can make and all those aspects that we had been kind of cooking in our stew started coalescing into a very thick brown sauce.
Mary Roach will be at the Carolina Theater. What do you think? 10 years is a long time in band years.
It is. It is.
What do you think accounts for that?
I don't know. Any ideas, Mark?
Lots of patience.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of great support from other people, and if, say, Django and I are not hitting it off real well, Dan and I might be best friends. So, there's always something good going
on.
You know?
There's always somewhere else to go.
Which is why symphony orchestras have been around for years, centuries, really, because they've got a lot of friends in the band.
Yeah, exactly.
You play a song for us?
We'd love to. So this is one from our upcoming record, which we're working on. Mitch Easter is producing it. It's called The Magic Hour.
In the final measure of our little symphony, rushing down the hill of an inevitable fate, sliding back to meet us in a great cacophony. We will recollect every note we play, some prefer the headphones, some prefer the chatterbox, for drowning out the howling of the human race. But no matter whether the larynx or the battery, it will fail, you'll see. Stop wasting this daylight, stop wishing it was midnight, start laughing, start making love. This is the full flower, this is the magic hour, stop waiting, start taking up. watch the speed in traffic, but there is no hurry now. Step right off the curb, turn into the light. Tomorrow is a word as ancient as a pyramid. You were just a kid. Stop wasting this daylight. Stop wishing it was midnight. Start laughing. Start making love.
Old Ceremony live on the State of Things Magic Hour. They're going to play a 10-year anniversary show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Haw River Ballroom. Django, what's the biggest challenge you think for a band to stay together, for your band, for Old Ceremony?
You know, there's a lot. I mean, one thing is bands tend to be built on unattainable dreams that are formed in early teenage years. Yeah, middle school, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think there's a shift into becoming just lifelong musicians. I mean, we already were that when this band started, but just kind of really realizing that that the scenarios that you had maybe at 13 are different than the scenarios that you're looking at 35 or whatever, 40.
So that raises the question, what do you know now that you wish you had known 10 years ago?
I don't think I would change anything. I mean, I think you need that that kind of mirage to lead you to put in the time and put in the I mean, you know, you do it because you love it, but I mean, just that the whole kind of idea of what it is to be a musician really can drive you to become a musician. And then once you're there, you're like, oh, I see, there's a lot more to it, and it's actually a richer experience than the kind of cartoonish version of it that we start out with. But I think that we as people have all kind of matured somewhat, and we still smell the same, but
keeping in mind also that the music business has changed and evolved significantly, some of those dreams that might have been attainable 10, 20 years ago, they don't even exist anymore.
That's true.
Will you do another song for us now?
We'd love to. This is an old one. We've been digging back into the vaults of songs that have kind of had a long time when we haven't played it, and this is what we call a deep cut. This is called The Motions off our first record. Okay.
Going through the motions, you can lose all feeling in your limbs. You sing your hymns, but do they touch your heart? So afraid of failure, now you're nailing your own coffin in. Just start again and say you've changed your mind. For there is no music, there is no music. there's no music in going through the motion.
The Old Ceremony plays a 10-year anniversary show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Haw River Ballroom.
With the Love Language, our buddies who've also been around for a long time and are really great.
Well, there's another question. How, or has it, the music scene, how has that changed in the 10 years since you've been doing what you're doing?
Whew, man, it's changed a lot, but you know what seems really great? Chapel Hill used to get a lot of attention. And now it's getting much less attention, but it's almost as if the scene is more supportive and more interlocked, you know.
But there's much more happening in Durham
and Raleigh. The cities themselves have really developed. Yeah, blossomed.
Yeah.
I mean, Raleigh especially, where I grew up, it's like you wouldn't go downtown at night back when I was a kid, but now it's like totally blossoming.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. You mentioned Mitch Easter, who I think is producing your next album. And so you talk about the genealogy, the great musicians and the great sounds that have come out of this area. And now we're seeing, I don't know if it's another flowering or just a deeper and richer flowering.
I think there's just a very deep bench in this area. And to switch metaphors now, the kind of cross-pollinization is just making it so they're, you know, people who we've played with are now, you know, playing with other people who, and we all play with different people as well. And it's just it's kind of a free for all.
Florid Benches would be a great name for a band.
Florid Benches. I'm holding out for Prison Wallet.
That's the title of your 9th album.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is actually our 7th, just to be fair.
All right.
But, you know, hey, we'll take it.
Well, why don't you just do 2? What the heck? I mean, the songs are like 3
Slackers,
minutes each. It takes you how long to make an album?
Years.
Really, seriously?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
There's a lot of digesting that we do.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All down the musical alimentary canal.
Yeah,
well, taking you on that journey. I'm going to let you play us out. First, I want to thank you, Old Ceremony, Django Haskins, Mark Simonson, Gabriel Pelly, Dan Hall, Shane Hartman, going to be playing tomorrow night, Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaw, a great venue for music, 8 o'clock. More details, stateofthings.org. This program is produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Modafferi, and Anita Rao. Robin Copley, the technical director. Brent Wolf, our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Here's the Old Ceremony.
The radio is giving me directions. to open up the hatch and climb outside. 27 miles above the desert. Just give a half salute and take the dive. But the atmosphere is fogging up my visor. I outran the sound, the boom was far behind. I could disappear and no one would be the wiser. Just a patch of parachute, that's all they find. As the seconds turn to minutes, and the minutes turn to lives, I realize I'll never do this twice. Now all the fear has left me, I am in the hands of God. Silence.